When you fear that your ability to love or to be loved is threatened, when you fear, for example, expressing your own love or receiving love from another, you experience physical discomfort or pain in the region of your chest, near your heart. What we experience, literally, as heartache, is the experience of power leaving in fear or distrust through this energy center. Have you lost a mate, or a child, or someone very dear to you? Sort through your experience. Determine what it is that you felt. You will discover that your body hurt, that you were in pain in the vicinity of your chest. That is the experience of power leaving you through that energy center. That is what a heartache is, the loss of power through your heart center. Chronic or acute loss of power through the heart center results, literally, in an attack of the heart. There is more to myocardial infarction, to heart attack, than cholesterol in the blood and other conditions of the physical system. Every distress and every dysfunction of the physical body, every illness, can be understood in terms of power loss to an external circumstance or object through one of several energy centers within the body. You lose power when you rage against an injustice. You lose power when you are threatened by another person or other people. You lose power when you distance yourself from your fellow humans out of resentment or bitterness or a sense of disappointment or unworthiness or superiority. You lose power when you long for something or someone, when you grieve, and when you envy another. Beneath all of these is fear. Fear that you are vulnerable, that you are not able to cope without the person or the situation that you miss, that you are at a disadvantage without that which you envy. You lose power whenever you fear. That is what a loss of power is. You do not stop losing power by refusing to recognize your fear, by anesthetizing yourself to what you feel. The road to authentic power is always through what you feel, through your heart. The way of the heart is one of compassion and emotional perception. Therefore, it is never appropriate to suppress an emotion or to disregard what you feel. If you do not know what you feel, you cannot come to know the splintered nature of your personality and to challenge those aspects and those energies that do not serve your development.